3, 2, 1.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes? Welcome to the gathering. We are back with a brand new episode. I believe this is episode number 95.
Ooh,
we're almost there. We're almost to the big 100. So,
hot chip coming soon.
Can we think of something else to
hot
do?
Hot ones, wing challenge.
I will do that. Yeah. We're obviously, we have no clue how we're going to celebrate, but obviously we want to torture
sauce
ourselves.
100.
It's going to be a torture episode. So, as you can tell, I never gather alone. I have the gathering with me, and we also have a special returning guest again who I will introduce at the very end of the gathering's introduction. But without further ado, I have Daniel. What's up, dude?
What's up, everyone? Good to be back for another week.
Another week. How are you doing?
Good. Not too bad. Work. Chilling. Star Wars is finally over. So back to normal.
Daniel was like, why do we have to do a Star Wars podcast? I'm like, because it's necessary as a nerd.
No, it was a good week. It was a good podcast, actually.
Yeah, I actually liked it. I liked it. So I hope everyone out there is listening to it and is enjoying it as much as we liked making it. So what's going on? Anything nerd new or?
Nerd new? No, nothing nerd new. I got into RCs, cars. So that's my nerd stuff right now.
That's kind of, you know what? It's actually funny. I went a little deep dive into some old school like toys, and all the old RC cars, a lot of them were wired, and it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I actually do remember that.
Like, it's so weird, like, from the way yours is now, how badass it is compared.
You just unlock the memory. I used to have one RC car that had a wire, and you had to like literally walk behind it.
Walk behind it, yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah.
So, all right, well, welcome. Oscar, what's up, dude? How are you?
Wes, what's going on, everyone? You know, just chilling, having a good day, having a good week. Can't complain.
Good week. How are you doing? Are you recovering from the Star Wars episode? I know you're not a big fan.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I watched a couple movies, but, you know, it was pretty good.
All right, cool. What else is going on? Anything nerd new in your life?
Nothing nerd new. There's a new anime movie that came out called Spy Family. There's a series, but there's an actual movie about it. I've been straggling to see it, but I really want to see it. I know Adam's seen it. You bastard, but other than
who?
That...
Who? you're ruining the special guest, all right?
And other than that, that's it.
All right. Well, that's just a sneak peek. Maybe he's not here. What? It's a joke. No, I'm just kidding. Derek, really what's Anthony. Up, dude? How are you?
Hey, guys. I haven't seen you in, a week now?
Yeah. Ish. Yeah.
Ish, a week-ish now? Well, since our Star Wars episode, I rewatched the entire Star Wars movies along with every TV show.
It took you, a whole week?
Is that why your eyes are so baggy? You're wearing sunglasses at night?
Pretty much.
All right. Welcome. Welcome, Derek. All right, I have a very, very, very special guest tonight, and I actually wanted to kind of give this guy props because he's helped us out a few times. I enjoy when he comes in and joins our podcast. He was here for our Star Wars episode, but it's kind of crazy because I think now his name is Adam. Adam, welcome.
Let's begin. I'm gonna make you wish that I'd stay gone. Tune on in when I'm done. Your little show will know its races run. Oh, this will be fun.
I don't know what's happening, but looks like we have an evil dictator here with us. But Adam, I just wanted to bring up your YouTube show that you've been kind of mastering now. You've had it since 2017. Here's your opening. I just wanted everyone to get a taste of it.
What's up, everyone on the internet? Happy Star Wars Day.
That actually
scared me right now. I know I edited that video, but that actually scared me. I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I got that off of your last post, which was the Star Wars post.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun. That was a lot. That took like maybe... I would say it took me 12 hours to film and edit.
Wow.
It was a long day for me, and I was like just like going through every single thing I could find on Disney Plus.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. You've been on, you've had your channel now for, what, 7 years about?
Yeah, I've had it for about 7 years. I started in like 2017 with on September.
Okay, how many videos do you have up?
Right now, I have about over 500.
500 videos. Wow. That's actually pretty impressive. And how many followers are you up to now?
Well, right now, as of recording this, we are just about over 3,000.
Wow. Nice. Mm. Actually, so I just wanted to bring that up. If you listen to this podcast, you'll definitely like the stuff Adam puts out. It's a lot of nerd stuff. He reviews movies. He has a lot of funny shorts. I actually enjoy watching your channel all the time. So what? Just for our following base, where can they find you on YouTube?
Oh, you can find me on YouTube at RVZU Videos, and that is ARVIZU Videos.
Okay, well, welcome. I actually feel like you're getting to the influencer status, so just don't forget us little guys over here in the gathering.
Oh, no. I'm a tiny fish in an ocean right now. There are, like, people like who would eat me alive on YouTube.
Oh, it's crazy. I've seen some of those, like, influencers out there. This is crazy. We'll have a show on influencers one day because it's fascinating how, like, in my opinion, how YouTube produces better stuff out there in the world than a lot of the Daniel, I think you put me on to one. Like, some of it, like, even the comic books. Like, you watch that. Like, it's amazing to me. There's people who do whole Saturday morning cartoon specials. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's the best place to find entertainment. And then the problem is you can go down that YouTube hole and never get out.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Nerd.
Well, that's it. Thank you, Adam. We're going to do it. We have a great podcast for you tonight. Just so you know, we're going to be doing nerd news like always. We are actually going to talk about our favorite cereals later on. We talked about some of our favorite cartoons, so I said, why not? Let's talk about our favorite cereals. I think it'll be a fun topic to broach. And then we do have a pretty interesting, kind of a revisit, but an interesting what if tonight. So without further ado, I say we get into our nerd news.
Nerd news!
I hope that blasted your eardrums, nerds. All right, well, here we're back for another edition of Nerd News. And tonight, we'll start with Daniel. Daniel, what nerd news do you got for us tonight?
What I got was, they just announced about a couple of weeks ago. It's not new, but it's new if you haven't heard it. but they're going to do an R-rated Last Ronin movie, live action. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, it's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, well, they were making a live action one. And everybody's so hyped about this because it's like one of the best storylines that they came out with. And everybody gives like great reviews and one of the highest praised magazines for it.
Yeah, it's a great comic book.
Yeah, it's a great comic book. And it's pretty much just a highlight of all the brothers die minus one. I don't want to give it up too much, but and it gets pretty savage. So it's going to be pretty cool if they do a good job on it.
You know what? Just live action. There's only been one live action, right? Everything else has been anime.
No, there's been two. The old, like, 80s, 90s, when they're actually in the suits. And then the new one is the, I don't know if Adam can confirm, the Michael Bay ones. The Michael Bay one, yeah.
Wait, those are live action?
Yeah.
They're CGI, but
okay.
But it's live action.
I don't know. I feel like, I guess because the ones in the 90s were so good.
Are they good? I watched it and I was like, this is cheesy.
The first one was good. The two and the third one was kind of lost. But the first one was pretty good.
I think they just stick to animation because they really kill it in that area.
Yeah, and anything in animation because they save a lot of money.
I don't know. I think if they're going to do this, hopefully they don't animate that character. Hopefully they make it. I don't know. It just seemed.
It's a hard one to come to.
The Michael Bay one, though, I started watching it. It was shitty.
Yeah.
That's a shitty version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, all right. You got anything else for us tonight, this week?
What else do I have this week? The other one that it's coming to mind is they kind of tease that we're getting Spider-Man 98. So just fun fact, I didn't know this. I don't know if you guys did. No, you know how the new Spider-Man, the X-Men 97? They named it 97 because it came out in 97.
I was like, oh, that makes sense.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
No, but like, I thought.
Did you watch that as a kid?
Or? Yeah, I did. I love that show. So good. But I'm like, why did they name it 97? But that's when they came out in 97.
It's a cartoon ahead of its time. If you go back and watch the original ones now, like Derek's over here laughing.
No, but that's why they're calling it Spider-Man 98, because
X-Men First, he's not 98 years old?
No, not like that. Just I thought they'd like keep it in the era. But like no, that's actually the actual true year when it came out.
Yes,
wait, I know. No, but I thought I meant like the TV show took place in 97.
I thought, wait, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but X-Men started before that.
Yes,
but it ended in 97. It didn't end in I think it started in 94 or 93. It didn't start in 97, right?
I think it started in 97.
Okay, we're going to have to do a fact check.
We'll do a fight check, but that's why they...
Did he say fight check? He said fight check. We're going to fight check
us. He's going to... I learned today, guys. I heard it today. I heard it as he's going to Kevin Feige check it.
Yeah, but... And that's why the X-Men came out first, and a year later, Spider-Man came out. So that was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that, but I thought it was I never saw the Spider-Man
one. I watched a bit of the Spider-Man one.
I liked the Spider-Man one. It was actually really, really good, too.
Where is it on Disney Plus now?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Is it?
The old one, yeah. The old Spider-Man, it's on the Disney Plus.
It's on Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, but that one's really cool.
Oh, there's so much spoilers for that show. You watch
it. And the thing that it ended just ended. Like, there's still more to it.
There's still more.
There's
still more.
They left you in a cliffhanger for sure.
So a lot more mutant racism where that came from.
Mutant racism. It's true, huh? All right, Derek, you're up for Nerd News.
Cool. I got two new news for you.
I feel like you need this one for your story.
Oh, my bolts are running. So
that was a news press.
What? Jesus, I thought it was bolts? A car revving.
It's not a car revving. Jesus
Christ. All right, so my two forms of news are the following. So Tesla just laid off 10% of its workforce because they overhired people, which caused duplication of the roles. So I think they recently they let go of the entire like charging station division of their company.
That's crazy. Actually, downloaded this because I like to listen to some of the stuff that you guys put up, but this was really interesting to me.
Tesla just laid off its entire team behind the company's electric vehicle supercharger stations. Elon Musk revealed on X this week Tesla still plans to grow the supercharger network, just at a slower pace when it comes to new stations. Our media partners at the Austin Business Journal compiled a number of media reports and social media posts from employees regarding the layoffs. The supercharger team represents about 500 people. Now, the cuts came as part of the plan to dismiss more than 10% of the company's global workforce. Musk said...
Okay.
So, I don't understand a single word of that.
Okay, well, basically what Tesla is doing, now, this is why I think Elon, this is what drives me crazy about Elon Musk. Tell me what you think, Derek. They have this whole network of cars out there. It's so hard to charge a stupid electric car, and you need you need to put in so many charging stations to, like, really, if you want to get to an electric car society, to actually, if you're going to take away any part, right, any part of your workforce, this is the last one you do.
Yeah. It's like their gas station.
It makes no sense to me why you do that.
There's way more gas stations than charging stations.
But supposedly now, I think, I don't know if it's the whole United States or just California, but now they have the same amount of gas stations as chargers now, like officially hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably just in California.
I think so.
Like single chargers or stations, like
actual stations. I think stations.
So I did not have that.
But the thing is, I had a Tesla before, and I know you had a
wife.
I know, but we're married. Hello, you had a different charging. Yours was miserable.
Yeah.
If that's the word, Tesla got very popular. Is that they made their own monopoly system. It's so convenient. It's faster. It's not the best yet, but you get there, you charge, and you're done in 20 minutes. Yours was miserable.
So I had a Hyundai. My engine died, so the dealer will give you a car. They give you a loaner car. So all they give now are electric. I'm like, oh, this is going to be kind of cool. I'm going to save money on gas. No. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, it's a pain in the butt to charge the car. There's not enough quick charging stations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it was almost stressful to drive that car. I'm out. Like unless they change the whole society when it comes to this, and like if you buy a car, they put in a charging station. Like if you live in an apartment building, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
you
know, you're screwed.
It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, Derek.
Suck a dog.
Yeah, it's really suck a dog.
Suck a dog. That's one of my new segments. The second one I have is that you can now buy a robot dog with a flamethrower attachment in the U.S. Like, how fucking gnarly is that?
I heard about this.
Yeah, the thing, like, is what, almost 10 grand for it? But it has, like, night vision, has all these lasers onto it, and it shoots up to 9 meters. So it's not just, like, a torch. It's actually, like, a flamethrower that you could control. Can you imagine that? Someone's just breaking into your car, and then you're... Terminator-ass dog just comes up with a flamethrower.
Dude. I don't know.
It's the best.
I think it's insanity. I think you would think it's the best. I think no one in the world should buy this.
Why not, dude? It's one of our rights.
America.
Yeah.
Why not?
These Russian viewers.
Why do I not have Derek's old clip? America! Fuck yeah!
And those are my two, you know.
No, I actually, I mean, it's a cool thing, but when you, to have a dog, maybe to like, with knife, I don't know, like, you're going to actually use a flamethrower from a dog. Like, there's no use for that.
You could tape on knives to it, too, and just run, ram people in it if you don't want to use your flamethrower.
People are like, oh, it's cool, it's a robot dog. How do you touch it?
Done. It talks too.
It would be like, it's like, remember Jimmy Neutron, Goddard?
Oh, yeah.
So it would be like that. He would have like the dog just flying in the air, terrorizing people.
I don't know.
It's your personal transformer.
I'm out. I'm out on that nerd news.
Whatever.
He doesn't like
freedom. All right.
He doesn't like technology.
Adam, you're up.
So, right now, possibly my favorite show of 2024 is Shogun. And this comes in from the Hollywood Reporter is that. The main actress, Anna Sawai, who plays Mariko-sama in Shogun, originally, this is where she debuted, where she's making her big splash in acting. I mean, granted, she did some movies like Fast and Furious 9. She also did something in Ninja Assassin, which I think was her first introduction to acting. And we're seeing her in Monarch as well. Thing is, though, is that she was going to be playing the role of Katana in 2016's Suicide Squad, but the reason why... We never heard about her since before that was because her management was saying that she's part of an idol group or a J-pop idol group called Fakey. And the reason why she couldn't join the movie or audition for the movie is because they didn't want her spending time away from her group, which would have been like months and months and months. So she had to wait her time. And so it's crazy to see that you have this person who is an incredibly talented singer and dancer, and now she's jumping into acting. And when you watch Shogun, oh my god, she takes full command of every scene she's in.
I have a clip of her in that. Let me play that for you.
Take control.
Get back! Anjin-sama ni kono yo na arisama o omise shite wa narimasen nanda.
Oh, Christ.
So I have no idea what she's saying, but she sounds pissed.
She literally, to provide context, she just got... Well, actually, no, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to flam. I don't want to get flamed by this guy right here next to me.
I'm saying anything. But I got a question for you. So I know that if you're in an idol group in Japan or Korea, that management is really strict with you, like publicity-wise.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they are really strict.
They, like, control you, like, you know, weight-wise, public appearances-wise. That is
they pretty much didn't. They didn't want her, like, spinning away from her group. So they, because then the group wouldn't have anything to do, I guess.
So was she like the main person of that group or not?
I guess, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm just starting to get introduced to her once was group because after 2018, her contract expired and then she was able to start acting.
Oh, okay.
I actually am really interested in this show. I know that you put a YouTube video out on this. I actually had no interest in seeing this show until kind of deep diving a little bit. It actually looks really interesting. Looks really good. Looks acted well.
It's really good. And if you want like a very very accurate depiction of what Japan was like during the feudal warlord times and get a little bit sense of European colonialism in there, I highly recommend it. It is probably one of the best shows right now in 2024 so far. Until I see the Penguin series, though.
Isn't the actor from Mortal Kombat, the movie, the guy that played Scorpion in it?
Yes. I remember, I forgot his name. I'm blanking off the top of my head. I knew it like at the back of my hand. But yes, he is pretty much the main samurai in that show. And it pretty much has he kind of has like this sort of Maximus Meridius like moment where it's like he's given the power, but he doesn't want the power. So he has to preserve the power, but once people know that he has the power, they're trying to get rid of him.
No. I have the power.
Nerd.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, boomer reference.
No, it's not a boomer reference. He-Man, dude. Seriously.
They announced they're making a live-action
He-Man. Again? Yeah, Chris or Dolph Lundgren.
The original was horrible. Okay. My nerd news says it for itself. It is what it is. It is the trailer of the year. Okay. It is the movie of the year. I don't think there's anything else I really want to see more than this year. It is just epic. Even the trailer itself made me so much more in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a little bit of this amazing movie.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go. Oh, Whiskey Dick of the Claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider. I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Not my fucking problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
I don't know anything about saving worlds, but you do.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero. You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man. I am soaking wet right now.
This is so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Some cocaine.
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes, but I can't.
Oh my God, the trailer cracks me up. Even the end, they're like, they got referencing Feige. So there's so many hidden things in this trailer. We're not going to go into all of them, but for me, the part of this trailer that just like takes me and sucks me in is the very end.
Oh, yeah.
When it has the
portal, Doctor Strange portal.
Doctor Strange portal in it, I'm like, it's canon. It's canon now. Like, this is so good.
I'm calling it now. They're going to jump out at endgame point, and they're like, what the fuck is this? We're not going to do this.
Oh, my God.
I'm calling it.
Oh, I hope so. I hope they just travel into so many parts of this Marvel universe. And
Danny just mentioned something, calling it. I actually did a comment to this on someone's video. I'm going to call it right now. They're going to make a joke about the writer's strike. They're going to hit a scene where it's like, oh, it's too bad we don't have any good writers to write this scene. I think they're going to call that.
Probably.
I think the biggest thing about this movie is in what they had to halt production because the script was done. But Ryan Reynolds goes off script. He does a lot of improv. So but he can't do that if there's no writer on.
Yeah.
So he couldn't do that. Like it was actually against the rules. So he couldn't film because he couldn't go off script. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's why I think that's the perfect opportunity to pull a joke off like that.
That'd be good. I'm just excited about this movie. It's one of those that I think that if The Gathering's going to have an outing, this is one of the outings we should do.
Yeah, no DC movies.
And this is one of the things that you got to watch the day of, because if you watch it like maybe a day after, it's going to get spoiled like rampant fire.
Yeah.
If you notice, that's the trend of when movies that you really want to see, you got to avoid your phone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then you go on Instagram, you scroll through one reel, and then all of a sudden the ending.
Dude, I got spoiled from Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes because of their promotion. They did they were promoting like a TV spot or something, and they dropped the biggest spoiler ever, and I was like, what in the actual hell? How did you do that?
Okay, so do you guys have spoiler stories from the internet for anything? Because I got one that this actually pissed me off so much.
Oh, is it?
So it was The Force Awakens is coming back on. So I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm no spoiler. I didn't see it for like 2 weeks after. But I'm like, oh, I can't wait. So I avoided everything. And then I opened one thing and the heading, the person's name was Han Solo Dies. And I'm like, that was their name, like their what? And I'm like that's bullshit. I was so pissed. That was a good one though. I was pissed though. So anyone else got any? I know, fucking god damn it, I'm sorry, I'm cussing so much.
Oh, really, my hit my god, phone. That is so funny.
That was a username. Han Solo Dies.
Oh, that guy was trolling everyone for sure.
Darth Vader's Luke's father 101.
Like that's actually a way to do it, but I was so pissed. So.
You know what? I did have one, and it was for the Jurassic Park. It was the number 3, the one with the Spinosaurus. I think it was 4.
That's 3.
Was it 3?
That's 3.
And I was waiting in line, and we're watching, and this guy in the theater goes away. He's like, oh, yeah, the Spinosaurus doesn't kill anybody.
That's actually true. He doesn't. Well, he kills the pilots.
He killed them. He didn't
kill the pilots though.
Yeah,
he ate one.
He ate one of the pilots who had the phone, and then he ate the first guy that was that had the injured arm that they were gonna run over.
Yeah, I was just like, you son of a
bitch. All right, well, let's get into our next segment. You know, we gotta move along. We're gonna get into It's Gonna Be Awesome.
It's gonna be awesome and some other stuff. Some other musical stuff.
All right, thank you, Charlie. All right, so this is our segment, official name now. It's going to be awesome, which it is. And we are going to talk about today our favorite cereals. We did a couple weeks back talk about some of our favorite cartoons. And I think cereal and like classic cartoons go hand in hand. One thing, because they were riddled with like cereal commercials. Cereal commercials in between. And they were always the best. Like I always I always wanted that cereal, even though some of them are horrible. Like, and we can actually, if you want to, say the one cereal you hate, because
I already know.
You know? Okay.
I do.
All right, well, actually, let's start with you then, Derek. Derek, what is your favorite cereal?
Frosted Wheaties. It was like those.
That's your favorite?
No, it was the.
No, what's your favorite?
Oh, I thought you said the worst one you
want. Oh, wow.
Worst one will be next.
All right.
Wait, all right, see how passionate he was? Like,
fuck, yeah. Frosted Wheaties.
I love these.
Sorry. So one cereal I could always eat is Count Chocolate. It's the seasonal Halloween cereals.
Why am I not surprised? You picked the Halloween themed
Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocolate.
Booberry.
Booberry was my favorite.
All right, here you go. Here's a little intro to Derek's favorite cereals.
Don't be scared. I'm the super sweet monster with the super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Biffle, here's the super sweet new cereal, Frankenberry.
But I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Well, I've got berry-flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Hi.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
Why Count Chocula?
Halloween cereal.
Yeah, like, is that like the only reason?
Because they actually don't taste that good.
Oh, I don't know what that's.
He wants one, two, three spoonfuls of Count Chocula.
It has chocolate cereal, marshmallows, and it makes your milk into chocolate milk.
That's why
it stays up there in the top tiers.
Is it the top tier?
Because if you think about it, if your cereal isn't good, they wouldn't keep making it.
Right. What's your non-Halloween?
Oh, finally, now we're...
Frosted Mini's!
No, that's the one I hate. If it's not a seasonal cereal, then Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles. So you're a chocolate guy.
I like chocolate.
I like chocolate cereal. Okay. Well, you kind of were going into it, but
finally, yes.
What's your hated cereal?
The Frosted Wheaties.
Frosted Wheaties, okay.
You know, they're like square, and then one side has...
They're not good.
It's just like you're chewing on... Wood.
They're really shitty.
Like, goddamn, who's like...
And the commercials, when I, obviously, like when you're looking up commercials and I'm downloading them, one of those came up, and I'm like, they're lying. Like, they're not good. The commercial was like I'm like, they're
all fighting with the commercial.
Yeah, like, you're not good. Liars. And you're like, sitting on the throne of lies.
Why? It's like the twigs hit your like cheeks and everything. I'm like, dude, who the hell is eating this stuff? Freaking bears?
Yeah, and they, that really... Crappy cereal.
Crappy cereal.
All right, Oscar, you're up. What is your favorite cereal?
I'm a big fan of Oreos, so my favorite one is called Oreo.
Oreo. I didn't know this existed, by the way.
It's good.
It's good. Even like after you finish the cereal, the milk tastes like Oreo. Delicious.
They're delicious.
I kind of forgot, but I was going to bring some. I make homemade Rice Krispie treats.
Oh.
I make them with Oreos. And my
what
secret.
What kind of treats?
They're not many.
This podcast would have been flying.
They'll be non medicated, but my secret made two secret ingredients. It's vanilla extract and condensed milk.
So it's not secret.
my secret.
Your secret. Dude, you just told us it can't be your secret anymore.
Well, I'm better than making any rice cookies.
Much better than
All right, here's a little taste of Oreo's commercial. I think this is from the 90s.
The nation's obsession with post-Oreo owned cereal has made milk a precious commodity. How are Americans handling the crisis?
Two words, self-control.
And how are others coping?
It's been tough, very tough.
Yet you kids are eating lots and lots of Oreo O's.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that would be our dog
spot. The fucking cows.
Post-Oreo O's, part of a complete breakfast.
So there's a milk crisis because everyone's eating the Oreo O's. So like they're like, how are you guys handling the crisis? And then the cow's in the doghouse. Like they're hiding the cow.
What the hell?
It's actually silly.
You know, even if you don't have milk and it's your favorite cereal, you're still going to eat that.
Yeah,
you're still going to eat a dry.
Dude, the best cereals are dry cereals as well. They're like put them in a Ziploc, take them with you cereals.
Have you ate cereal without milk?
I have.
Well, like with the substitute instead of milk?
No.
I've done it with water and I've done it with orange juice.
No. That's disgusting.
I know, but I really wanted cereal.
So just eat it without putting in water.
Orange juice wasn't that great, I'll tell you that much.
That just sounds
disgusting. Move on to him now. What cereal did you put that in?
The cereal that I hate is that, I don't know if it's called Trix.
What? You hate Trix?
No, I don't know. It's in the orange box, and they're like, I don't know. I don't
circles.
Know
the Trix ones, the circles.
With the rabbit.
No, then that's not
Is it the Reese's Puffs?
It's not Reese's Puffs. It's like, it looks like Reese's Puffs.
Kicks.
There you go, Kicks.
Oh, you don't like Kicks?
I don't like Kicks.
Kicks remind me of your hood kid.
Kicks are boring.
They're boring, but I don't know.
Remind me of like cardboard box.
Yeah, they were very plain.
Kicks or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, you're up.
What cereal did you put?
Which one did you put orange juice in?
I was the almond crunch.
Bunches of oats.
That one, yeah. But like my favorite, I know. It has to be Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
And then the chocolate one, too. The Cocoa Pebbles, whatever.
No, don't bite.
Yeah.
But the Fruity Pebbles. So I was always wondered why they named the Flintstone cereal after the kid. Like, because
Pebbles,
Pebbles was the name of the kid.
Which one was Pebbles?
Fruity,
the girl,
the daughter.
Oh,
Fred.
There was Bam Bam and Pebbles, but
yeah, that's your fight.
Because Caveman rocks.
I know. No, whatever. Here's a little commercial from the 80s.
You watch me get Fred's Fruity Pebbles.
Who are you?
I'm the master rapper and I'm here to sing. I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
He loves Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
The bedrock's yellow, orange, purple, lime, and red. But to get the fruity taste, I gotta trick Fred. The fruit of Rudy.
To get the fruity taste, he's gotta trick Fred. Barney.
Guess that's a wrap.
Most Fruity Pebbles cereal. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Yabba-dabba delicious.
Okay, so what cracks me up at the end of every commercial is they're like, part of your nutritious breakfast. These were not nutritious.
No. Why would they? Just like 1,000 sugar grams of sugar.
What was the cereal you hated? You have one?
Raisin Bran.
Oh, I love Raisin Bran.
There's still a decent fan base for Raisin Bran.
I know, but
you don't like Raisin Bran?
No. I like raisins. I don't mind raisins,
you
but
like
just
raisin?
That cereal that goes with it was just I didn't like it.
The bran.
The bran. The bran. The bran.
The cereal is great. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, mid.
All right, Adam. What about you? What's your
So I have a love-hate relationship with this one, but I'd say my favorite, again, love-hate relationship is with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What?
Here's the thing, though. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
The only thing is, though, is that it's very hard to swallow when you have the leftover cinnamon and sugar that's at the bottom of the bowl when you're drinking the milk.
Yeah. That's the best part. It tastes like horchata.
That's way too much for me.
It
tastes
like horchata.
It tastes like horchata. It's good.
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. Here's a little commercial.
Our show will be back after these messages.
Oh no! We're out of Cinnamon Toast Crunch!
Let's make more!
Okay!
I'll bake up a bunch. I'll shake on cinnamon and sugar.
I'll give it crunch with my whoops!
Toast.
With a crunch. It's part of this complete breakfast.
It takes me.
Me. And me.
Get it.
To make cinnamon
toast crunch.
That's what I remember.
Cinnamon. I don't remember toast that commercial crunch at all.
When I try to just pick a little, some of them that are older.
Some of the ones that I remember are the ones with the cinnamon toast, like little crunchies, they're biting each other, pretty much cannibalism.
Cannibalism. So what's your non-go-to? Which one don't
probably you like? Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, the one with the tiger, or the one with the rooster. Or I can't remember. It's one of those two.
Oh, the rooster one. Yeah.
Because I think it's so mid. There's nothing in those things. I wanted some sugar. I wanted something like to
just give me sprinkle down some sugar of your own.
No, I don't want that. But if anything, I would have gone for I love Trix. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But I feel like those cereals had flavor. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes never had flavor.
If you're going for the milk experience after, Frosted Flakes gave me the best milk
gave
experience.
Gave you sugar milk after.
Yeah. Good. I like that milk because it still was like milk. It wasn't, didn't turn into chocolate and didn't turn into cinnamon toast, but it had that sweet.
There's
and
actually
the milk.
What kind of sweet?
There actually is a subreddit about that milk, and that people have that tried breast milk actually compared to that.
The hell are you looking for?
That's funny.
That's swear.
I will say though, I do remember because you just mentioned the milk and Frosted Flakes.
Oh, not the
someone best did. I remember watching a Chef's Table episode that some chef. She one of the things that makes her desserts really good is that she takes the milk from the Frosted Flakes, she'll pour it in a bowl, and she'll take the milk and she'll funnel it out and she'll put it in in her when she's making her desserts.
What a great idea! That's actually very smart. Sweeten up your milk. I like that. All right, mine. We almost had a fight here a few minutes ago when this guy said that he hated Trix. I was like, what?
Is yours?
Yeah,
Trix are for kids.
I love Trix. Trix was my cereal growing up. I remember sitting there and just shoveling it down while I was watching.
Shoving it down your mouth?
Shoving it down my mouth.
Just go it.
Go it.
Dirty boy. You're such a dirty boy.
I'm saying shoveling down cereal, and then I can automatically see all your faces.
But our listeners don't get the actual improv of him shoveling down his throat like a good girl.
Wow. All right, let's just play the commercial.
Last time, the rabbit was in Tricksland, where zillions of other rabbits offered him sweet, fruity tricks.
Have a bowl.
At last, sweet, delicious tricks. The fruity part of my complete breakfast. Wow, delicious, yummy, awesome, stupendous.
Huh? Hey, rabbit, can I have some too?
Silly kid, tricks are for rabbits.
Tricks are for kids. Silly rabbit.
You remember a rabbit Prince, can dream.
Where Carlton references tricks?
All right, so really quick, Adam, finish the story about...
Oh, okay. There's a funny little reference in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Carlton's like, the first time I ever saw Injustice was someone, they were just torturing him, and they just torture and torture him. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. Why couldn't they just give him some cereal?
Damn it, Carlton. It's true. It's true. I feel that now, like, I can't have tricks anymore because I think it's too sweet.
Mm-hmm. I still have tricks. It's really good.
So, okay. I'm actually disappointed by this one because I believed growing up. I bought into the lie. The fucking consumer lie. The bullshit that they fed down you. They would put these star athletes on this cereal box saying, like, if you ate this, like, you would... No. They wanted you... They found a way to make you eat, like, cardboard. Wheaties suck.
Sky was promised that he could jump, like, to, like, a slam dunk on him.
I was like, I'm going to eat Wheaties. And not eat the fact Wheaties. That they lie to you. And, like, no, it does nothing. It just tastes like cardboard. So, like, Wheaties, you're out. You will never sponsor this podcast. But if someone is listening, we will take your money. So, thank you, Wheaties, you're out. All right. We do have a pretty cool episode of What If. Oh. So, without further ado, let's...
Gather.
No, we're not gathering yet. We're going to What If. All right, we are back, and I was trying to think of something this week that we've done before, but kind of mix it up a little bit, because I actually really like this subject. I actually really enjoy talking about it, because, one, I believe it's going to happen one day, and number two, like, it, I think it really, even if it's not this as an apocalyptic thing, something's going to, I don't know. I feel like something's going to happen one day. So we are revisiting the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my God. It's been a long time since I heard this theme.
I know. So, okay. So I was thinking, what if The Walking Dead, like, crossed over, right, into different genres? So what if, and the reason I thought of this is I was actually going and looking at some of the Marvel zombie comics, right? And first off, like, it would really suck to go against a zombie Captain America. Like, you're effed.
You're fucked, yeah.
Yeah, like, or as, like,
zombie Hulk.
A zombie Hulk, like, you're done. Like, what else do you think is out there in the... I don't know, like, I was thinking, like, okay, first off, do you think, as a group, we could survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Like, hell no.
Yeah.
Just a regular zombie apocalypse.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, what does it make it, you have to specify it.
Yeah, because are these the walking zombies? Yeah, are they the running zombies? Are they, like, the kung fu zombies that we see in
Army of the Dead? So this is right now we're starting with the Walking Dead zombies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to level it up three times. So could we survive in the Walking Dead zombies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, who's the first one that dies? Dan, you're up.
Adam.
Fuck off!
Adam, I think we'll panic.
You think?
I think so.
Well, he did say, like, we were already done before we started.
Yeah, I think I don't think he'd be controlled.
No?
Maybe at first. Maybe eventually he'd get used
to it. Yeah, just, but yeah.
Not at first. We have to, like,
settle down. All right, who's the last survivor of the group? In a regular Walking Dead scenario.
That's a tough one. I feel like everyone's gonna live.
For some reason, I say Oscar.
You think so?
Really?
Damn, shots
because fired. Only, I'll just... Don't praise him yet, guys.
really?
So we play Call of Duty with Oscar.
And that justifies your answer. Oh, he plays Call of Duty. I guess he must be good.
No, just calm down, bro. Me and Derek jump on this crew, about to jump on these guys, kill these guys. And we're like, dude, where's our backup? Oscar's like hiding somewhere, running the other way or something. So I think, and there's not, I can't do nothing wrong with it, but I think he'll play it smart. Like, hey, they're gonna fuck up. I'm gonna hide back here. So I think he'll.
So basically, you're gonna be a.
The camper.
A big pussy.
No. Oh, no.
I'll be sure for sure if you need help with that zombie.
That's messed up. Oscar, hey, Oscar, I got you.
No, don't worry. When you're in the corner and four zombies around you,
Bye, Sky. Well, I'm the one saying, I'm not the one saying it. I was actually getting, do you see him?
You said it to him.
I'm saying basically by his description.
No, I said.
He said it in.
He would hide or like back up a little bit. He
played it smart.
Smart. I say he played it smart. And then he'll play it smart. Guy got,
man, he'll be a whole pussy, huh? Yeah.
I don't want him hiding when I'm up in the front fighting.
That's what I'm saying.
You know your role. All
right, Oscar, what about you?
You die first.
Oh, I was actually calling him up. Well, okay, Oscar.
Yeah, you die first.
Honest. Sky's dying first.
I'm killing him now.
I'm going to sell myself. That's all I'm going to get.
Who's going to die first? I think you, Derek.
Why? What the hell are you?
Because of your medication and we're in that zombie apocalypse.
So it's not the zombies that kill me, it's my own hell.
Yeah, it's your own hell that kills you.
All that meds that
kill be realistic, if those meds, like, you acquire you to survive and you have no more in you right now.
I don't think you understand, buddy. I'm
so we're surviving long enough that he runs out of his meds.
Yeah, he's surviving until you run out of medication. Yeah.
Derek is going to be that person in the TV show goes, I'm dead anyway, so I'll give you guys time. I'll give you guys time.
You're not going out with that fuck.
Pull the door.
I caught him, guys.
I'm going to run through the other exit.
And then who will survive?
I'll link up with him later.
Who's the last one?
I think, I honestly think Sky will be the last one.
My ass.
Give that ass, dude.
Pussy.
I'm that ass.
You're hiding too long. Yeah.
Sky would be too concerned about his kids. He's like, I gotta make my way out of fucking Utah.
Utah?
So he'd have to walk his ass all the way to Utah. But I mean, there's a desert area, so nothing's gonna pass you there.
Yeah, no, we'd survive in the desert. Me, Derek, I'd take you with me. You know about cactus and shit.
I know about cactuses.
Yeah,
see, the first person I go to, he has all the guns. Yeah, that's the first person we're gonna go to.
Yeah. Bury him, fuck all you guys.
Adam, what about you? Who's the first one to die?
I'm trying to think about this one. I'm thinking about more like who's got the best lung capacity. None of y'all have that anyway, but I'm going to say Danny's the first, just because...
Why lung capacity?
You need the endurance. You're going to have to. You're going to be pulling a lot of miles on foot.
Dude, I hiked like 20 miles. How am I dying?
I said, I said Danny, not you. Hang on a second. You had 20 miles on you? I don't know, Derek's...
Derek is a hiker.
I kept up with him the entire hike season. I like hiking.
Shit, I don't know who to
My lungs
pick.
Are good.
My lungs are safe, man. Oscar, what about you?
Come on.
No, 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 no. I'm not
with Oscar?
No. I'm asking just, I'm trying to get in general so I can pick who would survive.
Well, he doesn't smoke, so I
can't. He does smoke. He's done.
I smoke weed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that puts you in the wrong category then. I'm going to say probably Derek, because I'm sorry, Sky, your hip surgery ain't going to last. It's not going to take you that far.
Sorry,
He's got the lungs to go for it.
But you got to remember his health.
I'm going to be lasting long before Sky goes.
All that medication is going to get him through until the very end, though.
Probably to the peak.
My thing is the withdrawal. His body's going to get...
Withdrawal doesn't work like
that. So, okay, what about who would... He's the one that would last the longest.
He's the one that would last the longest.
Who's the one that would die first?
I just said Danny, because all he is just upper body strength, but you don't have that much. I'm sorry, Danny. I don't see you walking miles and miles and miles, man.
I can walk.
I'm staying in one place kicking ass.
I know, exactly. We don't have to walk, though. Yeah, the people will walk die.
No, here's the thing though. I'm not thinking of Walking Dead. I'm thinking like zombies like Train to Busan or World War Z or something that can run.
No, we already announced that. We said that it's going to be.
These are walkers.
I know, but still, though, even with the walkers, you would make it. Sorry.
All right. Why wouldn't I make it?
Derek's next.
Okay, perfect. So who? What are we doing?
Who survives the longest and who dies last?
All right, surviving the longest between all y'all, Sky.
Thank you,
Sky. And who dies first?
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Who dies first?
Because I've been with you hiking. I know you go last. Last to die?
Oh, first to die.
First to die. Daniel. He's very... First to die because Daniel, even though he's like... He's very... he's a creature of caring. Daniel cares.
Yeah, he'll try to save one of us.
Yeah.
He's the teddy bear.
He'll put his life... for any on the one line. Of us, which then would either get him killed or one of us killed. So it's like, you know, well-meaning, but that's
get him or get the other person killed. Like, it was the effort that counted.
Exactly. So that's mine.
All right. So I actually think I would be the first one to die because I'm more caring than Daniel.
Yeah,
and I would save all of you. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
So Daniel, I would save you. You would try to save me, but I push you out of the way.
And then I'll push you back.
And then we'll literally like be pushing each other.
Take me instead.
He'll be like, long live the king. Just throw him into the zombies.
Okay. No, I would.
So who's living first?
Is that that means whoever one of us, whoever sacrifices themselves first, then the other one has to live longer in order to honor that person. So it's however it goes. But I'm actually gonna be like it's gonna be like a Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I don't know Black Widow.
What's Hawkeye scenario? You never seen
I saw Endgame. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. When you mentioned Black Widow, I'm thinking it's about the part where she tried sacrificing herself on the jet.
No, it's when they're on top trying to get the stone.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
All right, so then who's dying first?
Yeah. No, he said he's dying first. And who's living longer?
It has to be, because it's going to be a battle royale to who's more caring.
Who's the good guy?
All right, so this one's got to be super quick because we're getting close on time.
Oh, wow.
Now we're in a world where the zombies are aliens from the movie Alien.
Oh, I was thinking the Flood.
Hell no.
How many days, okay, how long do you think we survive?
Out in the open? We're in the ship.
Like, or, so wait, are they like already?
It happens now. We're in a studio in Pasadena, okay. And we just find out the aliens are actually zombies.
Is it xenomorphs or? Because when you say the aliens,
xenomorphs.
Oh, nope.
No, man, I ain't doing that because if you watched,
you're already out.
Do you remember Alien Covenant? They had like little spores that would go into you, like just through your nostrils, and you wouldn't notice. Done.
We're talking about just the normal alien.
The normal alien.
That's the new.
All right, so then who's going first?
Those movies suck.
That's a new. We're talking about the traditional alien.
I'm gonna start off. All right, so if we're going against the regular xenomorphs from Alien, we're not lasting a day.
No. We all know that. Even with like the weapons we have, no way.
We wouldn't last a day. I mean, no. The Space Marines could take
so
them out.
So who would get first?
Turrets and any, no, we're all dying.
Who would get the facehugger first?
It's a domino effect. One of us dies, they're all
dead. Yeah, that's it. That's how it goes down. Okay. Yeah.
We would last.
How about against a zombie predator?
We all die!
We all die.
I actually think we last.
He's got guns!
No, but I think a predator, like once you become a zombie, here's the thing. An alien, its body is its weapon. A predator has weapons and technology, and I think as a zombie, they won't be able to use it the same way. They won't have the mental capacity to
use
it.
But then you still have a 10-foot-tall killing machine.
Arnold had trouble fighting that thing. What makes you think we're going to last long against them?
Superhuman strength. There's no way we're surviving
that. Yeah, even if they can't use its weapons, we're not going to beat that thing.
Yeah. All right. Godzilla.
I'm out. Right. I'm done with this conversation.
All right.
Gather on, everyone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another week with The Gathering. We really appreciate your time. You can listen to us anywhere. Don't forget to tell a friend about us. You can always check out our YouTube page. There is a link below, and there's also our webpage, which can get you to that below. So we really appreciate your joining us tonight. And as we always do, don't forget to
keep on moving.
Keep on gather on. You guys are bad. Get it together. All right, gather on, guys.